isn't it good to know? I want to talk to some people who have a relationship with God, who's close to God, who know when they call him up, he's going to answer them. Isn't it good to know that when you ask him, that he hears you? And if he hears you, the answer is on the way. So you don't have to wait till it get here to start your celebration. You start shouting after you say, amen. You start acting like it's already here, but you know it's on the way because God is no shorter than his promises.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Yeah. But we're going to have a word.
Amen.
Coming out of the book of Acts. 16th chapter, 16th verse. Acts of the Apostles.
Amen.
I didn't know what to preach on, but Eugene asked me what. So this is for somebody in here. God is talking to somebody. God works in mysterious ways. He works in some old folks say he works in some mysterious ways. 16th chapter of the book of Acts and the 16th verse of that chapter. You have it, say amen.
Amen.
It came to pass as we went to pray, a certain damsel, that word damsel means girl, possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by Susanna. 17 says, the same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this she meant days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Oh. And when her magistrates saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they called Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which we are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safe. 24, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight. I'm going to say it again. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard him. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the fountain of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands was loose. Dropped down. The verse 30. And brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? You may be seated. I'm talking about God is at the midnight hour. God is at the midnight hour. I remember a time when we'd be on the dance floor, Pastor Lee.
Talk about
it. We'd be drinking that go-go drink. Come on, I knew about myself.
I was with you.
Y'all is not something we ain't got no business doing. I hope it. Then all that the bad should know him.
That's right.
Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Shot.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm talking to somebody every year.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't come to look at you. I come to get my praise on that.
Yeah.
And he said, I've been good to us.
That's
right. It'd be good to us.
Yeah.
My friend, Pookie, has gone on to be with the Lord. That's my friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to get myself together. Well, when he called me this morning, I was like, oh, Lord. You know, I'm not shaken by it because I know where he's at. Because the Bible says in the Word, you know, as we're born, you're going to be out of this Word. You don't know when, you don't know where, you don't know how.
That's what I do.
But we're going to be out here.
Yeah.
I don't know when my time coming. You don't know when your time is.
That's right.
When God comes.
Amen.
Amen. You got to get out of here. Let's look at the text. Now this text, Apostle Paul had teamed up with Silas because Reverend, they had some contention with John the Martyr.
That's right.
That's over in the 50s.
That's right. That's right.
The Bible said he had some contention and John deserted him over in the 13th chapter on the first journey.
That's right.
And the Bible said that Paul, when he saw Jesus, he didn't take no wood nymphs.
Uh-huh.
No, old folks don't take no wood nymphs.
That's right.
Huh? Okay. So the Apostle Paul began to tell Barnabas, no, I'm not going to take it. You know, John Mark with us. So they had some condemning arguments. Uh-huh. You know, like us, we have arguments.
Yeah.
And we fall out with one another.
Yeah.
And don't even fool with us no more.
Yeah,
I'm talking to somebody over here.
Yeah.
From which you're alive. Oh, that I have come from the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
get them out of our city because they had uncovered the plot that they were doing.
That's right.
See, when you uncover the plot, that's what Jesus did. He come and uncover the truth and let you know that that ain't real. See, I want some realness in me. You know, some people are fake. They call them scammers now. Y'all know about scammers? Duplicate of a real thing. They're scamming out your money. They call you on the phones. Pay it early in the morning. I'm not talking to somebody over here. Scam. That's what they were doing, scamming. But Paul said, hold on. See, I come in the name of Jesus. In the same now, this is the girl. She kept on. She wanted to be delivered. See, let me tell you something. When you're doing wrong, you know when you're doing wrong.
That's right.
Who it is.
Right.
You know when you're doing wrong about something.
Right. That's right.
And you want to be delivered, but you can't because they got a strong hold on her.
That's right. That's right.
But she wanted to be delivered because the Bible said back in 18, it said, be free, turn and say, look at that. And this she did what? Many things.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Following Paul inside. Telling them that you are the sons of the living God, that you are men of God, and won't you do this? And but Paul being free, well, freer, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of
Christ.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a name.
That's
a name of a living name. I don't know nothing, no other name under heaven. You know what I mean? Well, my people must be saved.
Amen.
He came born in a stable, didn't he? Mary went to have no room for me and both things. She took swaddling clothes and wrapped the baby in swaddling clothes. I don't know about people, but I'm just trying to tell you. Right? He came to seek to save those which were lost. That's us, color folks.
That's right.
We were lost.
Yeah.
Didn't have no way. Huh?
Right.
We were lost.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
We were.
Yeah.
Well, Donald Trump and them, they get on out of the way. I ain't calling on him. You know, they want to be all high-minded and all that kind of stuff. God got somebody behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where, but I'm telling them right now. God got somebody. I don't know nobody. Big and bad as the box to go.
That's right.
Him could box with it. Little and never could box with it. Better check up with box with it. They got a Donald Trump, they box with it.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, in 23, now somebody beat you for wrongness, you go
you're gonna be paid. You're about to go get your pistol, your gallon gun, and everything to come back to shoot up the place. But that ain't what Paul and Silas did now. Because they knew who they served. They served the mighty God. We serve a mighty big God today. And we want to thank God for bringing us over from 25 to 26. Thank God for trials. Thank God for the doctor's approvals. Thank God. Brother, I know you've been suffering and helping, but God still got you and your wife here. And he's telling you, hold on.
Hold on.
I got you in my hand. Doctor say one thing, but if God say another thing.
Yeah,
I'm going to God say, well, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, right now. Because God got the last say so.
Yeah,
God got the last say so.
Yeah,
and now walk through the fire. Thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kill up on me. I said, well, I said, I live for the future. Look what it said. When they made many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison. Oh, no. Now, it wasn't a prison where you watch day by night, eat your sandwich, and wine. No! It was a prone jail.
That's right.
They put their feet fast in the stock.
That's right.
And they began to beat on. They began to put stripes on. For nothing now. Maybe some of them they ain't been no fornicating and all that kind of foolishness. They was talking about the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's all they was talking about, but they getting beat. They getting beat. That's what the Bible said, no? But look at 25. Let me hurry up a little bit more. Look at 25. It said, and at midnight. Oh, no.
Midnight
ain't the next day. It ain't the day before. It's midnight. That's the way he met Solomon. He met him at midnight. Second Chronicles chapter 7. Verse 14, he said, it's my people.
All right.
Which are called the high
name.
Shall honor themselves. And seek my face. And turn from the wicked ones. Some of us got some brains. There's nobody who sees it, but God sees it. Say, if you just turn, man, from your wicked ways,
I hear that,
thank you.
That's right.
Some of them don't come out of this.
Okay.
I ain't talking about that, but if you're doing it, then you should be waiting. Them old folks say, y'all know them old folks?
Yeah.
I come on them old folks. They chew their back. There's people on you.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Yeah, that's being on. Chew up. I'm about to be people afraid. Am I lying? You know I'm lying. That's what I'm saying. And at midnight, Paul and Silas pray. Now, that's what I'm saying. When you get the situation, don't go to your door, get on the phone, talk to those people and all that about that. That can't help you. That can't help the other shit. And as long as I say, sweep around your home.
Yeah.
That's what I know. Some people want to tell you all about your problems, and they got all kinds of beef in there. Am I talking to somebody like that?
Yeah.
They can come tell you about your problem, but they ain't going to tell you about that.
All right.
All right. Look what he said.